Welcome to Reno, to our 2008 Cattle Industry Annual Convention. We're very pleased to have all of you here. We're looking forward to a very exciting convention. We're expecting right at 5,000 cattlemen from throughout the country to be here. And as you all know, this is where it all happens, where policies developed and we're given our marching orders. When I say we, the leadership and staff of NCBA. With that being said, I see a few familiar faces here in the audience. For those of you that don't know me, I'm a third-generation cattleman from Cottonwood, Arizona. Cottonwood is located in north-central Arizona, about 100 miles north of Phoenix. We're in the cow-calf business. I'm extremely proud to say that this is our 86th year in the cattle business with our family. And thank you. And also, just as extremely proud to say that we have the third, fourth, and fifth generations of living and working on the ranch. So we're real excited about it. The cattle business has been good to our family, and my involvement in cattlemen's organizations going up through the ranks is, you know, you've got to give something back to the industry that got you there. And the industry has been close to our hearts. I'm very passionate about NCBA. You'll see that during the year. I want to thank each and every one of you for your great support in getting the news out to the cattlemen and beef producers throughout the country. That's so important, the communications tool, and you folks have been great supporters of the National Cattlemen Beef Organization in getting the news out to the country. That's imperative. Any organization that you're a part of, we always talk about communication. How do we get word out to the people? And so I just want to tip my hat to all of you. You're doing a great job. I receive a lot of your publications. I don't get very much time anymore to sit down and read them, but I love to read ag publications, and you guys do a great service to our industry. And during the rest of this week, I'm looking forward to seeing you here at the convention. If there's anything we can do, we being the National Cattlemen Beef Association, get a hold of our staff people, and they will make sure that whatever your concerns are taken care of. We hope you have a great week here. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of you in my travels throughout the country. This is a very exciting year for me. As you know, I kind of got elevated up to this rather quickly. I'm looking forward to it. And really, the best people out there are the people that raise cattle in this country. And I'm looking forward just going out to meet the cattlemen and the families and the kids all throughout America to see their operations and to see what can NCBA do to make sure that they continue to stay in the cattle business. So with that being said, it's a pleasure for me to be here. I don't want to hold you up on your lunch. Do you have any questions? I'd be glad to entertain any questions.
When you get one of your ag publications, what do you look for first?
In the ag publications, the latest. Whatever the latest occurring events are. You know, there's a lot of these issues that have been around for several years, and the organizations are working on them. But you know, if there's something new, the latest on a particular issue is really something that catches my eye. You know, for written publications, it's that first impression, what you have on the cover, the lead, I don't know what you call them, but those things, the eye catchers that jump out at you. And something that catches my eye, and that's what I go to immediately. I don't start opening page to page. I don't have time to do that. Quite honestly, I do that from time to time after I kind of run through everything, all the rest of the publications. But you know, I catch one or two or three things in an article. Usually, it's one or two in a magazine, in a written publication. Something that catches my eye, I go immediately to that and read it. Anything else? Yes.
Can you share with us how or if you use? Can you share with us how or if you use the internet for communications to find information,
and
even if that might be
through
your phone?
You know, this old cowboy, I'm quite proud to say, and I haven't learned all of the ins and outs, but you see this little gadget? If I can do it, anybody can do it. So hopefully that'll answer your question. No, seriously, you know, if it wasn't for email and the internet and the way we communicate these days, I don't know how we can get along with it. I just picked this up between Thanksgiving and Christmas to really get the latest, be current. You know, you asked me, what are you looking for? The latest, the current, It needs to be fresh stuff. So it's very important for this industry. I can tell you, and you probably, I don't need to tell you this, it's a challenge for a lot of our producers out there. People my age and older, you know, technology is something that they don't want to go there. And I can tell you, and I, give me, if you just allow another moment, the people who are working against us, they use technology. It's really engaged those people. They build their collection, their coalitions, at, you know, just the whim of hitting a few buttons, and they have a groundswell. You know, we're operating from the days that if we need to get something out, like in Arizona, we have phone trees. The Arizona Cowbells, the women, the auxiliary group of the Arizona Cowgirls. When we have an issue at the state legislature, the gals get on the phone, it's a phone bank, and they start calling. To be quite honest with you, we need to kind of get up to speed. And for people in agriculture, younger generation is no problem. But for most of us older folks, I can tell you that if I can do it, anybody can do it. So I'll leave it at that. Any other questions? Yes.
I got a question for you. How come these cowboys from Arizona compete all the Wyoming cowboys in roping?
You got me. I don't know. I used to be one of them, but not anymore.
They come up to Wyoming. They can't beat them at bronc riding.
No, I'll tell you. That's a young man's game anymore, and I don't like to go anywhere unless I think I can win. And I'll tell you, I don't have time to go. But it's a fun sport, and really, it's we got a great story in ag to tell, and whether it's rodeo, whether it's ranching, farming. We have a great story in agriculture to tell, and that's where you people come in. We need to tell our story. We have a great story to tell, and we need to get it out to the masses, the population. You know, we have a pretty good network among ourselves, and we talk a lot among ourselves, but less than 2% of today's population in this country are involved in ag. Most of the politicians are 2, 3, 4 generations removed from ag. They're the decision makers. So we need to get information out to our people, the ag organizations. We need to stand united and speak with one voice. Another thing, and I need to leave here shortly because I'm running late, but we need to encourage and create more opportunities for young people in this industry. I have a son, my wife and I, and 2 daughters. We're very proud. They're all involved in ag. We need to make sure that our industry remains profitable. For not only us today, but for our kids and grandkids. We need the young people. They're the lifeblood of this country. They're the lifeblood of agriculture. They're the lifeblood of NCBA. And I can tell you, they need us, and we need them. It's a two-way street. So with that, enjoy Reno. Anything that you need, let us know. And seriously, when I'm out in the country, come search me out. I'd love to talk to you. Okay, have a great convention. Thank you.